Hello everyone, Sandman here. So a while back I sat down with Platino, one of the first MGTOW YouTube channels in Brazil. We discussed a number of different topics, but his voice didn't come through and I couldn't record it. So I decided to just string together my sections in the interview the way that I did them. Sorry if it cuts out abruptly at points. We were talking about transmaxing, dragmaxing, which is a term I came up with to describe men that dress in passable drag to siphon off simp bucks from women for themselves. And we also spoke about masculinity and femininity in general. I'll share my part of the conversation in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs. Before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, here's the clip, so enjoy.
Okay, but here's something really interesting. So what happened is the incels now, they're into something called transmaxing. Okay, so what? So you know, you've got like geomaxing, which means they go to a place where it's easier for, like, let's say you're white and you go to Japan as a male, it's more easy to find a woman, right? And then if you do looks maxing, it means you get plastic surgery to look better, or you work out, or whatever. So trans maxing, they're literally turning themselves into females and have sex with women. So what's happening is lesbians are complaining, or they've been complaining for a few years now, that all of a sudden these trans women are showing up and asking them for sex, and they're like, their friends are pressuring them to sleep with them. Here's what gets really interesting. So I'm just going to go to this other channel, pause the video. I'm sending you a link to a channel called Finster. So it's this guy, but he's not a transgendered person. He's just a straight guy who passes dressing up as a female. And he's getting thousands of dollars from these like guys sending him money. It's pissing off all the transgendered people because he passes more than they do. And he's taking all their money from all the simps. Yeah, no, I thought about this. I was like, wait a minute. I could become the MGTOW MILF. And I could basically dress up as like a 40-something-year-old, like this MILFy look. No, look, I have no Adam's apple, pretty much, right? So that's good. I have, like, you know how guys have that bridge above their eyebrows that kind of sticks out? The idea is you're trying to pass as close to female as possible. So the nose would probably throw you off a bit, right? You want to have a smaller nose. You do the makeup and you basically pick the right angles. And this guy puts on like these fake breasts that he puts. He's like 6 feet tall. But now there's other channels doing the exact same thing, right? So they're starting to copy this model. There's an article came out about early this year. And it was saying like why incels are turning themselves into women. This article came out, I think it was January 3rd. Or don't quote me on that. It's like somewhere around there. A lot of people were talking about it. But the thing is, it's like, you know, there's a manifesto, there's a trans manifesto, and it's like 70 pages long, right? So I'm looking at this like when incel started back in, say, the early 2010s, it was called True Forced Loneliness. I asked Kat DeVat in terms of, you know, like what is going on? Like, why are guys in the Philippines and Brazil specifically going trans? Like, there has to be some kind of cultural element to this. Relative to the rest of the world, those two countries are like the most religious, but why? Like, that's the question, right? Like, it's kind of growing and growing and growing in those countries. No, but these aren't the wokesters that are going trans. These are guys who are just like completely straight, and they're just like, I want all the privileges of a woman, so I'm just going to start taking hormones. And there's other guys that are doing this. Like one guy, he goes onto one of these channels and he pranks people. Like he'll start talking like a girl and it sounds completely like a female. And then all of a sudden he'll change his voice to a guy and like their faces will like light up and they'll be like, oh my God, like you're a dude. It's like, yeah, let me see if I could find who this person is. Because if I go through my history, I'm sure I'm going to find this person. It's a guy, Finn. He's got a Minecraft channel that he does. And then he started doing this for fun because he just wanted to see what would happen. And then it took off. So now he's got both his Minecraft channel and his Finster channel. He's doing both. So this is the thing, like they're asking guys to become more, you've got toxic masculinity. It's like, okay, well, he's a straight male who's dressing up as a female and taking simp bucks. Okay. It's Reinali. So this came after Finster, and what he does is he just like I said, dresses up. So this is just going to keep growing. And the thing is, these guys are proving that you don't have to change your, like, you don't have to take hormones. You don't have to, like, so you could just do this, take the simp bucks. If they see a transgender person before, they'd say, oh, this person is part one of us, because look at, but now if it's a guy, they don't know if he's genuinely doing it because he wants to get attention and money and sex, or if he's just doing it because he had gender dysphoria. Yeah. So as this grows, but you see, what's going to happen is this is going to get more and more prevalence. All of a sudden, you're going to start to see makeup sales going up, and not by women, by men buying the makeup. You're going to start to see men growing their hair out, going to hair salons to get like long, 3 foot long hair done. You're going to see these like ultra feminine guys everywhere that are going to look more feminine than females. And the women are starting to look more masculine. So there was a video a couple days ago, this couple where this like woman, she's like ultra masculine, and the guy is this black ultra feminine guy. And they're like together, and he's got his painted nails and his like pink clothing, and she's like got in jeans and like a manly shirt and stuff. Masculinity attracts femininity and vice versa, right? So, and men are going to become more feminine, and then the masculine women are going to go after the feminine men. And you see, this is the phenomenon that happened to me most of my life, because I would work out. I would, you know, I put a lot of effort into my body in terms of like spending an hour or two a day in the gym. And then on top of that, I didn't wear like typical guy clothing, which was usually just black and blue and, you know, like very disappear in the background. I was very flamboyant. I was into poetry and photography and art, and, you know, I was doing music and, you know, all this crazy stuff in terms of art. I wanted to go to an art school. I did get a fine arts degree in the end. I was in a lot of ways more feminine. People thought that I was gay. I'd get hit on by guys who thought I was gay. I'm like, sorry, I'm not gay. Right? Because that just, it was kind of weird. No, but then I'd get hit on by these women, and I would go after the more, not masculine women, but they were just more slobbish. Their clothes were very plain. They didn't wear like girly clothes. You know, like I was wearing things that were more colorful than they were. So I was doing this like, you know, feminine sort of presenting male. You know, there were like those rocker guys back at that age. They were like really skinny, and they had like baseball caps and hair that was just perfectly straight all the way down to the middle of their chest. Looked like female hair on a thin guy. My thing is still, why in the hell? Like, okay, so I dated a couple Filipino women. This is back in high school. So this is the first one I dated was in high school. I wasn't all that attracted to her. It was like one of my first girlfriends, and it was just a new experience and all this kind of stuff. But her mother was just extremely controlling, and like her father was whipped. And, you know, so I noticed that. And then I did another Filipino woman in 2015, and she was trying to control me. Like, she was just very dominant and masculine, and like, I'm driving, you can't drive. Like, you're just going to sit there. It's like, what the hell? Right. Like, in terms of like sexual energy, like she was trying to satisfy me the way that a man would satisfy a woman. Yeah. And like, the thing is, I tried to dominate her at some, and she's like, she got angry with me, and she was like ready to hit me back. Well, I wasn't trying to hit her. She was trying to like hit me back for basically like pushing her down on the bed. Right. She was like, she like raised her hand, and like, I'm like, whoa, okay. Like, what I think is happening is like, all these guys in the Philippines, they don't have masculine role models because these Filipino women are like dominating the men. You can't speak up to them. You can't. So when I saw this happening with the Filipino women, I was like, wait a minute. Like, that makes sense. Like, why are these guys going trans? And because they're seeing that women have all the power in the culture. So they're like, well, if I become female and presenting, then I get all this power. And I can dominate other people, and I can dominate other men, because like, it's in the world of the feminized man, the most feminized man has the most power, because he can dominate all the evil, toxic males. But why Brazil? Like, this is the thing. Like, that's what I'm trying to figure out, because like in the Philippines, the women are definitely dominating the men. The men are like big pussycats. So what's also happening is you're starting to see a lot of white, like, you know, North American and European women, they're starting to go to India, and they're looking for Raj Roan, or they're looking for the, the hot, like, Indian, like, Raj guy, right? Because I've had this guy, Chetan, he requests a lot of videos, and he's, like, always complaining about these. There's all these Western women, they're coming here, and they're going with these guys. And, like, 2 days ago, I get a video request. He's like, I just dated one of those women. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, you know what's going on. Like, what? He's like, I couldn't help it. After 2 years, I got thirsty, so I dated. And she made me feel bad about my life, about her life, and she said she was abused. So I just gave her $300 and I didn't even smash. You know, I talked about the red pill rage 1 and 2. And then the second one is when you finally master your understanding of female nature, and you know, you can see every game being played right there in front of you. You start getting angry at yourself for being in that place. And you're just like, I can't deal with this shit. She's doing that again. I can't deal with this. I gotta go. And that's it. Right. So what's happening is the men in the West are becoming feminized. So women are going to India to look for masculine men. And for the longest time, Indian men were considered feminine compared to masculine men in the West. And now I'm looking at Indian men here in Canada, and I'm like, they're more masculine than the Canadian guys.